Welcome to this Ufula audio production of The Lone Ranger Rides by Fran Stryker. Volume 10, Chapter 29, An Ace is Trumped. The Lone Ranger closed the door. Wally looked at him and smirked.
Now you're throwing good judgment. I got a story all fixed up. It'll put us in the clear and...
There was a shout outside the door.
Come in alone, Yuma.
The masked man replied, stepping back against the wall. There was a hurried conversation in the hall, then Yuma came in. His face was red and sweaty. His eyes went wide with surprise at the scene before him.
Close the door,
said the masked man softly. Yuma slapped it closed and then exclaimed,
What in the hell has been going on?
He saw Bryant and then the others with their hands still held slightly lifted.
Yuma,
the masked man said,
Jeb is about the house somewhere. You might have a couple of the men look beneath the living room floor.
But what's been going on here?
Repeated the big cowboy.
Has that old buzzard confessed?
Bryant is in the clear. Here's the story, briefly. Wally led the gang. Bryant's half blind, but I know of a doctor who can help him. Bryant didn't know what went on here. Penelope is supposed to inherit everything, but I have an idea that she and Bryant will be together for a good many years before there's any inheritance to talk about.
Yuma nodded, still wide-eyed. He looked from Bryant to Wally, then at the men on the floor. He said,
There'll be a nice hunk of reward money coming for the capture of those critters.
I won't be here to collect any reward, Yuma. You help capture them. Perhaps you and Bryant can split the rewards.
Yuma looked surprised.
You mean to say you don't want the reward money?
The masked man shook his head. Then Yuma saw his drawn face and blood-soaked shirt.
Look here. You're hurt bad. You need some patching up.
He stepped to the door.
I'll call the rangers in here to take things in hand and see about you.
No, no,
the Lone Ranger said quickly.
Tonto will be here and he'll fix the wound. It doesn't amount to much.
The hell it don't.
There's something more important. Wally was just trying to buy his freedom. He had Penelope taken to Breed Martin in Red Oak.
Breed Martin?
Yelled Yuma, following the name with a string of invectives.
Why, that dirty.
Wally said that Breed was going to take the girl to a hiding place, and if he didn't hear from Wally, to go on to Mexico with her.
Yuma's face lost all its color. His eyes flashed angry fire in a look toward the erstwhile bandit leader.
And so he wants to be let go free,
said Yuma with terrible coldness in his voice.
Where is this hiding place?
Wally spoke.
Do you think I'm fool enough to tell you? Not me. You'll let me go, and you'll see Penny back here soon.
I think, said Yuma slowly, you're gonna tell where at that place is.
He took one step forward, swinging his right hand in a wide arc. It landed open-palmed with a resounding slap on Wally's cheek.
That ain't even the start.
He brought his left around to slap the other side of Wally's face, and then began a dazzling sequence of open-handed slaps, each one delivered with a force that bounced Wally's head from one side to the other. A blow with a closed fist would have knocked the killer out, and Yuma didn't want that. He slapped until the other's face became a livid mass of swollen flesh. He would have gone on until exhaustion made him stop, but the Lone Ranger halted him.
That's enough, Yuma. Enough,
the masked man called above cries of give him hell that came from Bryant. Yuma, breathing hard, stepped back.
That's just the start, you ornery rat. Now you speak up, or I'll wade in with more of the same.
Wally was reeling, clutching at the table for support. His eyes were red, and blood drooled from a corner of his mouth.
I didn't intend to let you go that far,
the masked man said.
There's no need of trying to make him reveal the hiding place.
No need?
Demanded Yuma.
No. Tonto didn't take Penelope to Martin's. He went to Red Oak and then followed you and the Texas Rangers back here.
I ain't seen him or that girl,
argued Wally.
Look out the window.
The buckboard with its team still hitched was near the corral. The children were still on board.
Where's my girl? Cried Yuma.
She and Tonto came into the house. Wally had slumped to the floor and sat there completely beaten and wearing a dazed, bewildered expression.
Now listen to me carefully,
the masked man told Yuma.
If the Texas Rangers see me here with this mask on, they'll ask no end of questions, and I don't want that. I want to slip out of this house by the rear stairs. You can turn these men over to the law, and Bryant will tell the entire story.
There was a hammering upon the bedroom door.
The Rangers,
the masked man said softly.
Tell them to go back downstairs.
Yuma shouted through the door.
Vamoose, I'll be down to meet ya in a minute.
Don't tell me to vamoose in my own house,
a girl's voice retorted.
Penny,
breathed the big cowboy.
See if she's at the door alone,
the masked man said while he still held the latch of the door. Penny's voice gave the answer.
Open up, you big galoot. Tonto is here with me. I've got to see that masked man in a hurry.
The Lone Ranger told Yuma to stay in the room and bind the hands of the three prisoners. Then he stepped out in the hall. Tonto said,
I'll watch for the Rangers. Penelope wants to talk with you.
The Indian took a place at the head of the stairs to give a sign in case the Texans came up the stairs. Penelope clutched the masked man's arm.
Please,
she said with intensity in her eyes and voice.
Don't let them take Uncle Bryant away. I'm sure there must be some reason for everything. He's been like a father to me. He's been honest and good all his life. If he's changed, it must be for some reason. You promised me.
Penny held a silver bullet toward the Lone Ranger.
You gave me your word.
The Lone Ranger took the girl's small hand in his and closed her fingers about the bit of precious metal.
Keep that. Your Uncle Bryant isn't going to jail. He's going to a doctor, have his eyes fixed up.
Then I was right in the first place.
Penny's face lit up with the announcement.
The worst crime of your uncle was his refusal to let friends help him.
A new note came into the confusion of voices on the first floor. Tonto explained that Jeb had been found and was telling everything he knew about the others. The masked man listened for a moment to the heavy voice that told how Wally planned to place the murder guilt on the masked man and Bryant. Then the bedroom door jerked open. Yuma came out like a charging bull and halted abruptly at the sight of Penny. Bryant, leaning against the edge of the door, stood right behind him.
You can't leave here yet, Yuma told the Lone Ranger. I got them critters roped so they won't make no more trouble. Now, you got to wait and listen to what Bryant's got to say.
Yuma looked at Penny, then his old confusion overcame him. He fumbled with the buttons of his shirt and barely raised his eyes above the floor. Bryant Cavendish came to the point at once.
You, he said to the Lone Ranger, gotta stay here and run this ranch.
The masked man shook his head slowly.
I won't take no for an answer. I gotta go and take a trip to get my eyes fixed up, and I can't leave this place with no one to run it and no cowhands to run it. We gotta get all new men and weed out the cattle that's been stolen and see if the folks that lost their cattle are paid back in full. And there ain't no end to other things. Now you stay here and name your own price.
I can't do it, Bryant. Tonto and I have to leave.
Penelope clutched the masked man.
Please, please stay.
She looked into his eyes in a way that made Big Yuma squirm.
Doggone, he said softly and wistfully. If she ever said that to me, a span of wild horses couldn't drag me off this ranch. I'm damned if...
Penny turned quickly.
You? If you stay here, you've got to stop that cussing.
Me? Stay? I've been fired.
Yuma looked at Bryant.
Your uncle told me to get the hell out and...
More swearing?
Snapped Penelope. Bryant broke in.
You look here, you big sidewinder. You was trying to tell me how this outfit should be run. You did a heap of bragging and boasting on how much you knowed and how much you were going to make good. I'd like to have that masked man stay and do the bossing, but I'd have to have you as well. If he won't stay, then it's you that'll have to do the bossing. I can't stop the masked man from leaving, but by damn, if you run out on me, I'll make you wish you hadn't.
You mean that I ain't fired, then?
Yuma blinked at Bryant, then looked at Penny in his face bill.
Oh, hell, Cavendish, I can't stay around here. That doggone pretty girl just ain't no use for me. And every time I speak to her, I rile her up more. I reckon that I...
Yuma,
said Penny sharply.
It's bad enough for you to swear like a mule skinner. Are you going to fib as well?
Me? Fib?
Blaming me because you won't stay here, trying to say that it's my fault, that I have no use for you? That's an out-and-out fib!
Yuma's jaw dropped and he stared. Comprehension came to him slowly. It was incredible, unthinkable.
You want me to stay?
He faltered. Penelope looked at him and spoke softly.
Please.
She took one of his big hands in both of hers.
At least stay for a while so I can tell you what I mean.
Yuma let out a wild yell that rang through the house.
I'm staying, he roared. She wants me to stay. I'm drunk, I'm a-dreamin', and I'll drill the critter that wakes me up. Blast you, bellowed Bryant. If you're going loco, get those men downstairs first. Then I don't care what you do. Clear out my room, and after that, you're running this place on your own.
I'm a-doin' it, cried Yuma, dashing through the door.
In an instant, he was back with Wally under one arm, Vince under the other, both kicking their legs and crying at their undignified position. At the stairs, Big Yuma met the Rangers coming up.
Here you are, boys, he called heartily. There's a couple of your prisoners, and the rest are coming pronto.
He let go of his grip, and the captive pair dropped to the stairs and rolled down part way, where the Texas Rangers caught him. It was then that Penny realized. The Lone Ranger and Tonto were no longer there. Sometime during the conversation with Big Yuma, the two had slipped away. They hadn't gone down the front stairs. The Texas Rangers had been in that part of the house. Penny hurried down the hall to her own bedroom and looked out the window. It faced the same as Bryant's window did. There were two horses at the corner of the house. Tonto's paint horse and the big white stallion. She saw the masked man in the saddle, Tonto about to mount. The girl watched as the two rode out across the basin toward the distant gap. She felt that something vital left her as that masked man rode away, and yet she wouldn't have called him back.
Goodbye,
she breathed.
Goodbye, my friend.
The gap yawned in the distance, a colorful opening under a westering sky. Penelope's eyes were bright as she finally saw the two horsemen disappear beyond the bend. Chapter 30. The Badge of a Ranger. Riding through the gap at Tonto's side, the Lone Ranger seemed lost in his own thoughts. His mood was one of introspection. He had no desire for money. He never in the least desired to own land and large droves of livestock and make deals with other men. His silver mine would still remain unworked. Why, he wondered, should men want to make a trade that was to any other person's disadvantage? True, self-preservation was the first law of life, but wild things of the forest interpreted that law of nature without greed or dishonesty. They lived by the rule of what was best for the greatest number. On the other hand, because men preyed on one another, should he turn his back upon a so-called civilization? The answer came to him then, clear and unmistakably. Since he had been a boy, The strong-masked man had gone to nature for his education. Now, as a man unnamed, he would try to make mankind benefit by what he had learned. Tonto studied the masked man with grave concern. He had tried to persuade his friend to halt and let his wounds be dressed, but the Lone Ranger had refused. "We'll go on. There's one more thing I want to do," he said. A period of riding and silence brought them deep inside the gap. Tonto asked no questions and made no comments. He simply rode in stolid patience, wondering if the Lone Ranger could know what he so desperately hoped for the future. The pledge the masked man had made had been fulfilled. Now the Lone Ranger could unmask, reclaim his name, and take his place once more with white men. Would that be his decision? Tonto wondered. The Texas reined up, then dismounted. He still breathed with difficulty. His face was white and drawn. Hard lines showed at each side of his mouth as he stepped close to one wall of the canyon. Tonto recognized the place. 6 mounds of earth and stone were there, surmounted by 6 rough crosses. The Lone Ranger stood before the first of these and removed his hat and then his mask. The soft, warm light of the sunset brought a glow into the Texan's upraised face and wiped away the lines of pain and fatigue. His lips moved slowly, though the Texan's voice was silent. Then he dropped his eyes and whispered, "Bert." Then he moved to the next grave and paused there, whispering, "For you too, Jim." At the 3rd small cross, the Texan whispered, "Dave." At the next, he called to Grant, and then Don. At the 6th grave, the tall white man crouched and scooped aside the dirt and shale. He reached into the pocket of his shirt and withdrew a star of metal. He looked at it for just a moment. The badge of the ranger caught the sun's light and sent it sparkling into Tonto's eyes. Then the Texan dropped the badge into the hollow he had made and covered it. Now he rose and faced the Indian. He nodded ever so slightly as if he understood what Tonto hoped for and desired. A faint smile broke the corners of his mouth as he replaced the mask across his eyes. "A little rest," he said, "to give my wounds a chance to heal, and then we'll ride again." Tonto said,
"I know a good camp. Should we go there? Do you want me to fix your wound?"
The masked man put on his hat and jerked it low. He placed one foot on the stirrup. "We will go there now." He swung his leg across the saddle, and his voice rang out with a crystal clearness that carried through Bryant's gap, echoing and re-echoing from wall to wall.
"Hi-ho, Silver! Away!"
Silver leapt ahead, his master in the saddle. Tonto rode behind and grinned in happiness, following the tall masked man, whom he called Friend. The end. We hope that you've enjoyed this Ubula Audio presentation of The Lone Ranger Rides by Fran Stryker. Your narrator has been James Campanella. The magnificent Western theme for this novel was composed by Download Production Music and is available online from sounddogs.com. Most of the sound effects that were used for this production that were not produced in-house at Ubula Audio were also obtained from sounddogs.com. Please feel free to write us and tell us what you think at ubulaaudio@ubulaaudio.com. You can also become a Facebook fan of Ubula Audio. Just do a search for Ubula Audio on Facebook or do it from the main Ubula Audio webpage. As usual, check out our Cafe Press website for t-shirts, mugs, etc. For other Ubula Audio titles, please go to our website at www.ubulaaudio.com. We are listed on iTunes, and you can subscribe and download our podcasts from free from there. If you like our podcasts, please feel free to tip us whatever amount you may like using the secure PayPal links at ubulaaudio.com. Ubula Audio Children's Podcast Stream will next be presenting L. Frank Baum's sequel to The Twinkle Tales, which is entitled Policeman Blue Jay. Unlike the short stories of the Twinkle Tales, this is a full-length novel that features the return of Twinkle and Chubbins and their adventures in Birdland. From all of us at Uvula Audio, we thank you.